Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. On Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine and the best-selling publisher behind the boutique publishing house, InspiredLivingPublishing.com, which is dedicated to giving visionary female entrepreneurs, coaches, and health practitioners a voice and a high-profile media and publishing platform to share their wisdom, enhance their expert status, and bring their brand and message out of the shadows. All of my brands, including the show, are dedicated to inspiring women to live their best lives. So welcome. You know, learning to live from the inside out is an important part of living an awakened and conscious life. And I believe that we all yearn for a life that's based on our inner truth and authentic voice instead of the shoulds and musts that we sometimes make our choices by. Learning to live authentically while balancing life, work, and motherhood may seem daunting, but it is possible. And we're going to be talking about all that and more with my special guest, Emily Medill. Emily is an author and certified professional coach with a bachelor's in business and psychology. She has published 11 titles in the areas of self-development and empowerment, both for children and adults. And oh my God, you can find her wisdom and her writing everywhere, from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive for Kids, Huffington Post, MikeDooley's.com, of course, Aspire Magazine, Wealthy Living, Tiny Buddha, Emerging Woman, the list goes on. Emily enjoys helping others embrace their own greatness in an effort to spread more acceptance and joy out into the world. She lives on Vancouver Island, Canada, with a husband and two sons. Welcome, beautiful.
Thank you for having me, Linda. What a nice, warm welcome.
Well, you know, as you know, I've been following your blog for some time, which led me to reach out to you about, you know, first contributing to Aspire Magazine. And one of the reasons I love your writing and work is that it encourages women to live authentically and follow their truth, which is what my brands are all about. In fact, the tagline on your blog, Listening When the Soul Speaks, just really connected with me. So I'm curious, when did you start listening to the whispers of your soul? And is what you heard what led you to the work you're doing now?
Yes, absolutely, Linda. It was really, for me, it was entering motherhood, really, of course, with any big life event. We can, you know, sort of start to question things and to really evaluate our lives. And I guess if I could pinpoint any event in my life that really kind of helped me to shift and to, you know, join that or to get on that journey of really honoring my inner spirit, I would say it was motherhood. And of course, it didn't happen overnight. But I found writing as a way of really expressing that inner soul. And it was a way for me to really connect to my inner spirit. And so I started that process, gosh, about almost 10 years ago. And it's really helped me to evolve and grow. And just, you know, when I say listening when the soul speaks, it really is about kind of capturing that inner wisdom and capturing that inner voice that we all have, and to connect inward rather than reaching outward to all of the external noise that we're all inundated with continuously. So I thank the blessing of becoming a mom of really kind of getting me going on that journey.
And I talk to so many women that there's always a catalyst, and it seems that those that are mothers, that it is motherhood that that really pushes them to live deeper. And that was my truth. I'm at a different stage in my life. My daughter's 32, and I have grandchildren now. But when she was probably about, I would say 6 years old, I looked at myself and looked at my life and said, you know what, is this the life I would want for her? And I was struggling a lot at that time. And so it was because of my love for her that I wanted to be a better person, live deeper, live more authentically, even though I didn't use those words back then. It was this yearning that I had that I could live a better life, a deeper life. And that started this journey. I mean, that was back in 1992 when I had that first moment of, I need to do something different, and I want to stop listening to the world and the shoulds and musts, and I want to start listening to and trusting myself.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah, and that was the same for me, too. I was just really at a point in my life where I was just always so hard on myself and had really had those entrenched patterns, and I just remember looking at my beautiful son and just saying, like, it's time. Like, I need to work through these barriers that I have for myself, because I really just became acutely aware of what, you know, that I'm his role model here, and I just didn't want him to have those same, you know, I didn't want him to suffer the way that I had inflicted suffering upon myself. And so, of course, I can't really control that, but it really was a catalyst for, you know, starting that self-development, if you call it that, journey to really, yeah, exactly, trusting myself to guide my life.
And isn't one of the first books you wrote, the children's book, wasn't it because of, I think it was your first
exactly.
son, right? So
yeah,
tell us a little bit
yeah,
about that.
Yeah.
What, because that's a brave thing, and you know I'm a book publisher, and I've worked with 200 authors through the variety of books that I've published, and I know what a woman or what a writer goes through to pour her soul on the page, right? So what led you to write that first book? What was going on with you and your son that you wanted to bring this book to life?
Well, it really was. So I had made that decision, that brave decision to make some changes. And there was these courses that are offered in my hometown, and they're also offered in Seattle, Washington, and they're called The Pursuit of Excellence. And it's all really about kind of overcoming barriers, and it's quite a personal development type program. And so I had known some people that had gone through it, and I was nervous to go through it, and I had made that decision to jump on board. So that was kind of the beginning phase. And so I was working with a group of people, and we were all really just discovering ourselves, our barriers, all of those things. And so I was working through these personal development courses and just becoming so aware of how, you know, I can be my greatest advocate, or I can be, you know, the very thing that is creating the barriers in my life. And so, and just, I kind of took it back down to just the grassroots level of just like becoming aware of my thinking and how, you know, that dialogue running through my mind. Like, it was no wonder I was feeling the way I was. Like, I was constantly beating up on myself and berating myself and just being that total people pleaser and perfectionist and just, but really just being so hard on myself. And so it was that, where it was like, I think I had just had this aha moment, like, oh, it doesn't have to be like, I'm in control of this. Like, I can control my thoughts and kind of, you know, just slowly with making changes in the way I think, feel better about myself. And so it was really me going through that process myself and applying those principles in my own life, where, and then holding my new baby, I think he was 4 months old when I started, and I just really went with it. I was like, I'm going to create resources for kids, because, like, wonderful that I'm learning this now in my life, but, like, what about all of the parents and families and children? Like, this is a life skill. Like, everybody should know about the power of their own, of their thinking, and just how we really can be accountable for our own personal happiness. And so that was kind of really the deep inspiration. Of course, it was my son, you know, and the books are named after him. So there's a series of 4 books, and they're all, like, there's a thought zapper wand. And so I introduced that in the first book. And it's really, it's kind of like CBT, I guess, cognitive behavioral therapy, loosely. So it just, I know without really intentionally doing it, there's a bunch of counselors here locally that use the books just because it's a big message, but it's brought down to a really simple level, just about how you know, our thinking can really encourage us or it can discourage us, is really the basic kind of message.
What I love, Emily, is the intent that you had for the books. It's like you woke up in your life and said, I wish I knew these lessons, these insights, this wisdom when I was young. And you created the books to inspire and encourage young children so they wouldn't one day wake up, you know, 30 years later saying, I wish I knew this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because so much suffering, I think we inflict the most suffering upon ourselves. Like it's that inner dialogue that we all have constantly going through our minds that, you know, we can't really escape it, but, you know, we can shape it to more of a voice that has self-love and to make that kind of be the louder of the two voices, right?
Oh, so true. It's so true. And I want to talk about that more when we come back from our break. And we'll be back in a moment with Emily Medill of EmilyMedill.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book? Or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And joining me today is Emily Medill, who, and then right before the break, we were talking about her own journey of, you know, waking up to her truth and knowing she wanted a deeper, more authentic life and to heal a lot of the stuff that was keeping her blocked or stuck, like so many of us find ourselves. And what I love is that, Emily, as we were talking about, is that you dove deep. You know, I mean, that was a courageous thing to do. You know, not only are you on your own healing journey, but to say, I'm going to write a children's book because I want my son and other children to have this knowledge of the power of our thoughts, right? The power of believing in ourselves. And I think what you were talking about earlier, Emily, about the thoughts that we have that we're never good enough or that we have to be perfect, I swear just so many women suffer from that those same thought processes. I know I did for so many years. What are one of the things that you did at the beginning to counteract every time one of those thoughts came?
Well, really, I mean, it's a simple yet powerful thing. It just really, for me, and I still use this to this day because I can still get stuck, it's coming back to a place of gratitude. And I know you speak a lot on your site. And it just is. It's like at my core. I believe it's at all of our core. And it's just such a powerful tool. And it's something that I even use in my own coaching practice, too. Like, just to, when those thoughts take us away, as, because when we're, you know, deeply in that place, it's hard to see anything outside of that, right? And so just even asking ourselves that question, like, you know, what am I happy for right now? Like, what is it that I want in my life? And what is it that is already in my life that I'm so grateful for? And sometimes it's just coming down to a really basic level of the fact that I'm here, that I'm alive, that I get to be on this adventure. You know, I really just grew from that place, because coming back to that really basic level, almost kind of, for me anyway, it sort of smacks me awake, right? It's kind of like whatever story I have going on in my mind, because stories are powerful and we can really, like, you know, hold on to them like they're the truth. And so it's hard to kind of recreate a story to counteract that. But just coming to that place of, like, what am I grateful for in my life? Like, who am I grateful for in my life? Like, step outside and take a deep, you know, breath of fresh air. And just really, just that for me still helps to this day when I'm in a funk.
And, you know, I'm glad you said that, because it doesn't matter where we are on our personal development path, whether it's 1 year in or 25 years in, we're still human. We still have all the experiences, and same here. I can find myself, if I find myself energetically heading further down the scale, you know, the emotion scale, I know that I'm out of alignment, right, with how I want to live. And I guess maybe because I've been on this path so long that now, compared to 25 years ago, I can catch it. I can go, ooh, I don't like this feeling I'm getting in my solar plexus. That means I'm feeling anxious, fearful, whatever the emotion is. And I do exactly what you just said. I either tap into gratitude, start writing what I'm grateful for, go out in nature. And one of the other things that I've always done, and I've taught a lot of my clients over the last 20 years, is I tell them to tune into that thought that's making them feel less than. And then ask themselves one simple question. What you're saying to yourself right now, would you say to your child or to your best friend? And if the answer is no, then of course you should not be saying it to yourself, but so many of us are so stuck in old program, we don't even know that we're doing it. Does that make sense? And by asking yourself that question, it really makes you stop for a moment, like, of course not, I would never say that to my child. Then why would you say it to you? You're a sacred soul. Why would you say such wounded words that can cause such wounds to yourself? And so that was one of the little questions I would have to ask myself, because like you, it was perfectionist, feeling like you're never going to be good enough, and you're growing up with that script. So now I love what I call re-scripting when I find old beliefs, because they still pop up. I don't know if that's your truth, but for me, old stuff that you think is healed all of a sudden comes up, and I'm like, hey, baby, I thought I dealt with you already. And have you found that too? It's like, oh, yeah, I'm
totally
over that. I'm done with that.
Or you really discover what the underlying cause of it all was. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry. Yeah, the core kind of beliefs that we established a long time ago. Yeah, they can pop up again and again.
Yeah,
if they're not dealt with. I love your idea of re-scripting. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, because if we don't re-script, what happens is it just becomes rote, right? The conversation, the negative conversation in our head has been there so long that it's almost like we're hearing it. I think we're energetically feeling it. But we've tuned it out because it's so normal to us, because it has been there maybe since childhood for some of us. And if you don't re-script it and re-script the old story, it will never change. So if I heard hear something like you. You know, Linda, you should, anytime, I put it this way, anytime I am having a conversation with myself and hear the word should or must, then I know I'm in my old story, because there are no shoulds or musts. And mm-hmm. I also know that it's fear talking, right? Like, mm-hmm. who says I should, right? So it's this judgment thing. Have you found that yourself, that when you catch yourself using those words, you have to catch yourself?
And I think it becomes easier, like you said, once you're on this journey for a while, you don't get stuck for as long, right? Or as often, because you catch yourself and because you're doing all of those things to counteract the old kind of script. But it's not to say, you know, people just starting out, if there's anybody out there listening that, you know, because I remember my mom, because she is just an amazing human. And I remember it was really her encouraging me to take these courses. And I remember really resisting that, you know, because I think when you're stuck and you're in it, it's just so tough to kind of make that initial step forward. And I think, you know, when we do give ourselves that permission to just take that step forward towards more self-love, is really, I believe, what it is, it can grow from there. And, you know, sometimes reaching out for support, or, you know, going onto your blog and reading resources and just hearing, because not everybody's voice is going to resonate with everybody else, right? But hearing that one kind of thing that connects deep to our own inner soul, right? Like coming back to that listening when your soul speaks, and just giving yourself that way in, right? Because I think when women especially, when we get really stuck, it's hard to trust ourselves to, because I do believe that our inner spirit and guide is always with us. We always have that wisdom. We're powerful and sacred beings. And so it's just about, it's that soft whisper. It's about kind of taking that leap of faith and to listening to that little voice that you know feels right, but when that louder script takes over, it can be hard to really kind of trust that inner voice that you know is right. Like, you can feel it. You feel it when it feels like it's the truth, right?
Yeah, that's so true. It is. It's a deep feeling. It's a knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? One of the analogies I've used too is, if when you're thinking something or thinking of a project or thinking of a relationship, whatever it may be, if you slow down, listen, and tap into your intuition and allow whatever is to come up to come up, if it feels uplifting, expansive, exciting, that's your soul speaking and trying to lead you to a certain direction. If it feels
absolutely
restrictive, fearful, and you feel like, you know, anxiety, we call agnige, you know, agnige, like, oh no, fear speaking, and that's the old stories, and that means there's something mm-hmm. that still needs to be healed there. Do you experience it that way in your body too?
Absolutely, and I think just, you know, sharing that with your audience is a huge gift, because I think for anybody that's feeling really stuck, it's about coming back to that basic thing, which we all can do if we're breathing human beings alive at the moment, is to really just tune into how you're feeling at the moment. And absolutely, if you're feeling fearful, and you mentioned like the solar plexus, that's for me, like having that pit in your stomach, to me is like, it's the hanging on to the old story or the ego or just that old voice, right? And then there's a lightness that comes with my inner truth, and it's kind of in that same area, but it just feels different. There's more space, and it feels lighter. And so
that's the word I was trying to get.
I think as human beings, we all experience that. We might put different words to it, but I think that would be, you know, as far as like getting onto that path of really like honoring your inner wisdom, is like, listen to that, you know, like go back to how you're feeling and exactly what you said, like kind of, you know, just ask yourself that question and then reflect on how it's feeling in your body, is like, I mean, I think we have it all kind of built in, like we're thinking, feeling, spiritual beings, right? And so it's just about, I think, tapping into ourselves rather than constantly looking outside of ourselves in order to heal ourselves. I think it really true healing comes when we connect back in with ourselves and we're not always reaching out to find the answers elsewhere.
That's so important, because that's one of my favorite terms, living from the inside out. It's what my brands are all about. And we're going to talk about more about this when we come back from our break. We'll be back in a moment.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
We can all use a little more peace and joy in our lives. Don't you agree? Counselor, best-selling author, and self-nurturing expert Kelly Grimes of CultivatingPeaceAndJoy.com is passionate about empowering overwhelmed and exhausted women to live with more peace, joy, and meaning through the practice of self-nurturing. Through her experience working with individuals, speaking, providing workshops, and teaching professional and leadership development to forward-thinking organizations, Kelly knows that nurturing peace in the world begins from the inside out. That's why she created the free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app that brings you beautiful self-nurturing reminders, guided meditations, empowering practice tools, and daily prompts with an inspiring question to guide your daily self-nurturing practice. Download your free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app today at cultivatingpeaceandjoy.com.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. Joining me today is Emily Medill. And we're talking about honoring and listening to, you know, the gut feelings that we have that are always leading us. And right before the break, we were talking about that knowing feeling that you have inside and how to tap into it. Because what you just said, Emily, is really resonates with me, because one of the things I tell my clients, my family, you know, my friends, is I think that for the first half of our lives, the way society is, it tells us, or our family situations, whatever it may be, it's like, don't feel, don't cry, don't express, and we forget and we become disconnected from our true feelings, right? We suppress everything. And so we become disconnected from that guidance system that we were born with. So I believe that for many of us, learning to allow ourselves to feel our emotions, the good, the bad, and the ugly, all of it, and spending time learning to trust the feelings that come up and take them for the lessons that they are, that's when healing begins. That's when we can start living from the inside out.
Absolutely. I think you said it all right there. And isn't it true that I think that's why I have such a passion about, or why I initially started with the children's books, is because well, A, I have a young family. My boys are 6 and 9 now. But it's just how important it's like, I believe that we're born knowing this. And then, like you say, as a society, we kind of teach it out of ourselves. And we teach our children to disconnect. Like even just the way the education system is, you know, it's kind of like sit there and don't speak and all of those things, right? Like it's just kind of drilled into us. And I mean, you look at media, magazines, all of those things, it's, you know, very external validation motivated. And it's just, it's like no wonder that we're all on this journey. It's because we, I think, unlearn everything that we know. And then it seems to be that human journey where, you know, a lot of us get to that point where we start knowing or remembering maybe that there is an easier way. And it can be hard to get back to that inner truth. But exactly what you're saying, I do believe that really is the root to everything. It's that inner root and really knowing yourself and trusting yourself. And then from that place, there's just so much more peace. And it's not to say we're not going to have hard times. And like you say, feel everything. It's like, you know, I have bad days and, you know, I experience a range of emotions and things that happen in life. I'm human, right? So it's not about escaping those things, but it's about trusting ourselves to be able to weather whatever comes up. I think that is really where a sense of peace, that's where it exists, is when we really are strongly connected to ourselves and trust that no matter what life delivers, that that we are okay and that you know, eventually we'll be okay. So
something you said earlier too, it's as you continually work with your emotions and trust them, you learn to reset them quicker. So where many years ago, 20, 30 years ago, I would stay in my moods, as my mother would call them, or be bummed out for a month over a situation. As I went on this path and started to learn, you know, tools to monitor my own energy and feelings and emotions, a situation would happen and maybe then it was a week instead of a month. Then it was 2 days, then it was a day. So it's almost like you're just learning how to reset yourself quicker by being open to your own emotions and feelings. Have you noticed that too, that even when we have bad days, and I'm so glad you said that, everyone has bad days. We all have those days where we're either overwhelmed, angry. It doesn't matter what the emotion is. It's how long are you going to allow yourself to stay there, because the choice is always ours. No one else's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, and I think not putting parameters on ourselves too, because what I've noticed out in the world too, because there is a big movement underfoot, which is so awesome to see, like so many people being in service to others and sharing these messages out. And I think one thing I've kind of spotted and noticed is that there can be this idea that even just our journey inwards or our healing journey or, you know, personal growth, whatever that is, has to look a certain way. And I think that's a misconception. And for people that are just sort of getting their toes wet into really, you know, making that leap to really connect to themselves, it can be, it could just be another one of those kind of external messages that's discouraging, right? Because I think for all of us, the path in looks so different, and how we get there is so, you know, that's the unique part. Like I think the universal part is that we're all human and that we all, you know, we have feelings and we have access to be able to do this and we have the choice, right? But how we get there and our unique stories, they're so individual. And so I think, you know, having that message out there too, that it's, that however it is that each of us gets there and however long it takes is kind of embrace that too. Like that's kind of a part of our own journey. And I believe like with anything, if we keep showing up each day and even just make one or two small steps towards that, eventually we'll get to where we're going. And, you know, it will have a snowball effect, and we can make it as quick or as slow as we want. And that all of it is okay. Right? Like, I think, do you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
you've not heard that too, where it's kind of like you can do self-development wrong too, or like, you have to do it this way, like join my 21-day thing. And it's just like,
no, that's what I'm so glad you, I'm so glad you brought it up, because everyone's path is different, right? So many years ago when I started Aspire, I had this vision, and it's, you know, it's morphed over the years. But the main vision was, there are many paths, but the end result is everyone wants to feel inner peace, happiness, joy, and they want to feel loved, right? Because isn't that mm-hmm. what we all yearn for? Who is to say that my path to get to those emotions, or your path, or Mary Smith's path, is the same, right? So that's mm-hmm. why I think when we see society see so many spiritual or empowerment teachers and masters coming out at the same time on the same topic, but in a different way, I believe it's because that's the message of the day or the time that is most needed for the consciousness. And the divine knows that it has to be taught in a variety of ways to meet people where they are on the path. Right? Because I may be drawn to a teacher and you may not be. And you may choose a different teacher. Does that make your path wrong or my path wrong? And I'm glad you brought that up, because so many in personal spiritual development, they think, oh my God, I'm doing this wrong. There is no wrong, because your path is only
There's
your path.
There's no right or wrong. Exactly.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think, and that can really kind of be, like, I think people that maybe would kind of give themselves that gift can hold themselves back, because it's kind of like, oh, not that again, or like, don't tell me, you know, what to do, kind of a thing. Like, you know, it's like, if the message doesn't resonate. I think what you said is exactly that. I love, you know, looking at that from a big picture perspective, is that there's many, many, many different ways to teach and to learn the same message, the universal message, and to really trust yourself to you know, go on that path for you, like zig and zag your own way, however that suits you at the time. And that, you know, you may take some learning from a leader over there, and you may, you know, trust your own inner voice and be led, you know, from yourself. And, you know, you can really make your own menu up, right, with how you kind of do life and do your journey. And so I think, yeah, I think that's an important message to put out there too, that it doesn't have to be by one particular leader. You know, I think there's a lot of gurus.
Oh, yeah. And, you know,
I've
said this something for years to clients and friends that are on the personal development path. I've always said, if someone, a teacher, a guide, a messenger, tells you that they're there to follow me because I'm there, right? I tell them, run like hell, because there is no there.
No.
We're always evolving, and that's what we are meant to do. And a true guru, we'll use that word, because expert, master, or a teacher or a coach is there to empower you to see the best in you and to bring it out, not to tell you what to do or to tell you what not to do. And that's one of
And we are all, I think we're all teachers and we're all learners. Right? And that's something that, it's just kind of like, let's just bring it down to the truth here. Like, we all teach and we all learn. Like, I learn from strangers on the street. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I learn from people that aren't obvious, like, oh, look at me, I'm a this and I'm a that, right? Like, there can be so much ego in that. And I think that also contributes to the external noise of like, do it my way. No, do it my way. It's kind of like, if there's any message that I could impart even upon myself, I would say, because it's one that I have to continually remind myself is, you know, like, be led from within, like, trust myself, right? Because that's generally how I've gotten to the joys in my life and to the places that really sit well and are aligned with who I am is by listening to that inner voice and honoring that voice and taking steps. You know, we all have that intuition, right? And it's about, I think, learning to listen to it so that you can hear it. Like, that's one thing, like, which takes practice, and we're all going to do that in our own way. And then the other thing is actually, like, acting upon that voice, right?
That's the biggest part,
and taking some steps. Yeah.
Learning to take inspired action. And I want to talk about this moment when we come back from our final break. And we'll be back in a moment with Emily Madill of EmilyMadill.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ladies, your story has the power to transform lives. Four-time best-selling boutique publishing company, Inspired Living Publishing, is dedicated to sharing women's stories of hope, love, and transformation with the intention to inspire and empower their readers to believe in the power of possibility. Share your story in an upcoming print or Kindle project. Visit inspiredlivingpublishing.com today.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and continuing my conversation today with Emily Madill. And we were just talking before break about listening and honoring that the intuition that we all have and taking action on it and learning to develop and trust that it's going to lead you to the life that you are meant to live. Now, for you, Emily, I mean, your writing is everywhere. So I, just from following you, I can see that that's one of your soul gifts to the world, right? You put your experiences, your lessons, and that is what makes you a great teacher, because you're living from that experience and you're sharing it with others. Is that what fuels, because you have 11 books, is that what fuels your writing? Is that desire to use your own experiences, share the lessons and insights learned to inspire others?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just a really interesting process, writing. It's kind of like, if you heard that saying, like, life kind of moves through you. It's like I can't really control it. It's like the learning that I need to learn is kind of what I write about. And I don't go searching for it. Like, it comes to me. And what I love writing about is what, because it's how I kind of make sense of the world, how I see it, and where I'm at in a particular moment. So generally what I'm writing about in the moment is exactly what I'm needing to learn and what I'm moving through. And so for me, writing is that kind of sacred process. Like, often I'll even write with my eyes closed initially, just to kind of get it all out, and then create it into a message that, yes, of course, I want it to be in service to others. But I have to say, I think it initially comes to me because I need to learn it. And so it's really, I think, why I'm so passionate about it and why I've continued to do it is because it really it helps, like, I just get so much out of it personally. And then being able to share that out, and in the hopes that, you know, perhaps it will resonate with people. I don't know if it will or if it won't.
Well, it did for me, as I shared, yeah. Because your writing is about life and truth, and you're vulnerable, you're authentic in the writing. I feel like I'm a part of your life as you're sharing that experience. And that's the kind of writing I love. At Inspired Living Publishing, we call it authentic storytelling. It's a model that I use in the anthologies that we publish. But it's about bringing your soul to the page, right? Taking off the mask. Mm-hmm. And that's what your writing does. And I know that's why it resonates with so many people.
I think it's kind of capturing that inner voice, right?
Yes, and like, not being afraid to write from your truth and going, okay, well, if I write this, what will the world think?
Yeah, there's no mind. And, like, the mind comes after, right? Like, I'll edit and you don't do like that after, but the initial flow out is definitely, there's no mind involved, which I think that's why, like, a lot of creative people, you know, we're all creative people, whatever our outlet is, why we become passionate about our creativity in whatever form it comes out is that it really is, like, it's about connecting deeply to that inner spirit and to truth, and perhaps maybe it's universal truth, you know. And so it's that space, same with coaching conversations, it's just such a present, a truthful place, and it's kind of addicting.
It is, and I want to talk about that, because, you know, I know you really enjoy being a coach and the whole coaching process, as you just mentioned. What is it about being a coach that you truly love the most?
It really is about the space in between, whether I'm being coached or whether I am coaching. It's about, you know, it's about the space in between two people. And because it's such a, you know, the way I was trained, it just really is about presence and about, as a coach, really dropping any story in my own mind or judgments, right? It's just about really witnessing another human being. And so I think that space that happens in a coaching session is, for me, it's really, really energizing just to be a part of it, to kind of dance with a client and to witness their ahas and to witness, for me, like, what I've experienced working with the women that I have, it's almost like they're getting that chance and that space to really voice their inner spirit and to get an opportunity to have enough space where I'm not interjecting or putting my stuff on them or telling them what to do. So they're really just having that space to listen when their soul speaks and to listen to their inner wisdom, and then to have a chance to story that out in words. I think that is just a huge gift, just in the way that our world is so busy, and as women, we're constant, like, how many hats do we wear? Like, way too many. And so, like, we're on the move all the time, and our minds are often thinking about other people and about, you know, balancing everything. So to really have that space to just to listen to your own inner guidance system and to voice that out, and then to you know, kind of have some questions thrown at them. You know, I'll put things out there for them to even go deeper. And so they're connecting in their own way and coming up with their own steps and their own guidance, which is why, you know, coaching has also made it very obvious to me about how unique we all are, you know, because I can have clients that might set up similar goals to each other, but how they, you know, the steps that they make, you know, the home play or the steps that they make moving forward to really encourage themselves to make those steps are completely different. Like, they're unique. They're things that I could not have dreamed up. Like, I could say, you know, do it my way, like, make a list, you know, like I could spell out, this is how I get things done and how I succeed. But to somebody else, that would be like nails on a chalkboard. And they might be like, okay, yeah, in the session. And then they'll, you know, leave the conversation and they won't apply those steps in their life because they're not unique and authentic to them. But when you have that space to really, you know, story that out and then walk away with some steps based on that real deep inner truth and wisdom, it's then that people show up and they're accountable to themselves because they feel on a deep cellular level. They have those aha moments.
It's the power place. It's that place of in that moment of holding space for someone to see, feel, and acknowledge their own power. And that is,
it's like, I'm not really doing anything.
Yeah. It's like, but that is what a good coach, teacher, master is. It's about holding space for others to see their truth and power. And like a lot of my clients, when they say something to me or they compliment me, I always say, honey, all I do is hold up a mirror so you could see the truth that I see.
That's beautiful.
Well, isn't that what we are all here to do? Like as moms, right?
Exactly.
That's what we want to do for our children in our friendship.
Absolutely.
That's what the world it was actually meant to be, this from this energetic point of view, is always hold the mirror up for someone else to see their beauty and their soul, instead of putting the mirror on ourselves, which is a self-oriented way of living, right? It's when we make it about someone else. And I got to tell you, I have so enjoyed this conversation. I could keep it going.
Me too, forever and ever.
I want to tell everyone I just want to thank you for showing up, being here, sharing so authentically, and for reminding us to really listen when our soul speaks, because that's when where transformation begins. So thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you for having this beautiful space so that we could have this conversation. It's really just made my day.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. And I want to invite everyone, swing by Emily's site at emilymadill.com. And I want to thank you for joining me for Inspired Conversations. I would love if you join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for even more amazing conversations with women like Emily, who are here to share their feminine wisdom to support you in living your best life. For even more inspiration, claim your free subscription to Aspire Magazine, which includes over 40 transformational gifts. And you can grab your free subscription at subscribetoaspire.com. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, and choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.